The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Tuesday, already the third day of September. Boy, this is going to be a heck of a week if I can't get this tongue to follow the commands of my brain, at any rate. Boy, that was, that wasn't uplifting. That was quite depressing. You know, I love it. You know, at the city council meetings, well, you only have 2 minutes. You know, you're in opposition. Yeah, you got 2 minutes. Yeah. They're pushing the agenda. It doesn't matter if who shows up to support it. That's a non sequitur. But to limit those that are opposing it to 2 minutes, that's like Orlean telling me that, yeah, we met with the state senator and, yeah, they gave us 20 minutes and there was four of us. And what feeling did you have when you walked out of that man's office? I mean, I know the politeness and there are ways and I get all that. But what do you have to do with these people to do the right thing? Well, what do you need to do? They're afraid they're going to be ostracized by their own party. How about you're going to be hunted down, tarred and feathered? And by the way, they always left out the most important, gruesome part of the tar and feathering. Yeah, that'd be extremely uncomfortable. Yeah, it'd take you a while to get that tar and feathers off of you. But you know what they never told you? Was, yeah, they would grab you. They would tar, step one. Step two, they would roll you in feathers. Okay. Step three, they never talk about. They would bring out and light a match, and then you'd go poof. Okay? That's the third part of the tar and feathering that they never tell you about. So they're afraid they're gonna make their constituents and their party angry. Well, I'll tell you what. You should be, I don't want to use the term scared, but you should be really concerned about what the people are thinking. By the way, markets today, yeah, another dump after 3 days. You know what this market's trying to do, folks, the Dow Jones in particular? It's trying to find a bottom, but there are those out there that don't want to let it find the bottom. Market was down 285 points after a three-day weekend. NASDAQ down 88. But you know what? Gold was up $25 today. $25. They didn't dare give you the silver. And you'll notice something. When the markets go kind of kafunky and the precious metals start to rise, they might put up one or the other, but not both. And we've always said that silver is the better buy than gold. Unless you've got $1,500 plus to go buy an ounce of gold, you can still buy silver at, what, $17, $18 an ounce? Let me take a look here. Silver's at it's shooting towards $20. Whoa. Well, but even still. Gold 1548.40? Yeah. How many people have $1,600 to go out and buy an ounce of anything? But on the other hand, for under 20 bucks, that spot price on silver, you can buy a whole lot of silver. And when the manipulators and folks, don't be disillusioned by the cryptocurrencies and all the other flabbergasted, yeah, our system's melting down, so we're going to do something really extraordinary. Yeah. Other than sound banking kind of deal? Yeah. Okay. And I'm not talking about the latest shooting. I refuse. Let's go to our friend Bibi Netanyahu. Recent unprecedented airstrikes in Iraq, widely believed to have been carried out by either Israeli drones or stealth jets. Well, it's been acknowledged by the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, on Friday, gave belated confirmation that the Israeli military has been active there. What's going on here? We're not killing enough people for you, Bibi? Some are saying him and the Likud party is under a lot of pressure and they're sick of Bibi. So what's Bibi doing? Trying to provoke war with the people that, we've been in cahoots with them, murdering millions. Not good enough for you, huh, Bibi? Well, too bad. He said during a Facebook live stream event to political supports that I'm doing everything to defend our nation's security from all directions. In the north facing Lebanon and Hezbollah, in Syria facing Iran and Hezbollah. Unfortunately, in Iraq as well as facing Iran, we're summoned by radical Islam led by Iran. And what did you just do? Well, you just came out and said that basically, you know, we'll just nuke you. How's that? Could there be any better argument for Iran to have a couple of nuke weapons for self-defense against this madcap, murderous son of a bugger, BB? Tell me. Standing next to a secretive Israeli atomic reactor early in the week, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatened to wipe out his enemies in a speech that many will see as the Jewish state breaking its long silence over the possession of nuclear weapons. The Likud leader warned that it has means to destroy its enemies. Whew. Wow. Those who threaten to wipe us out put themselves in a similar danger, and in any event, they will not achieve their goal. He said this during Wednesday during a ceremony to rename the complex near the desert town of Dimona. The site would have been long suspected to be the location where Israel has been developing nuclear weapons. Iran hit back by describing Netanyahu as a warmonger. The threat, atomic annihilation against the Islamic Republic, was denounced as beyond shameless in the gall. Iran, country without nuclear weapons, is threatened with atomic annihilation by a warmonger standing next to an actual nuclear weapons factory. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif wrote in an official Twitter account. Zarif also commented on Israel's nuclear program, saying, "As the world marks International Day against nuclear tests, let's remember the only nuclear bombs in our region belong to Israel." The hell are you doing here? Couldn't you have given me a heads up? You are sleeping in a hotel tonight. You do know that. Holy crap. You know, it's not that I'm not glad to see you, but the house is a mess. You got a hotel. What the hell are you doing here? And if anybody wonders who I'm having a conversation with, it's Tom from Philadelphia. Just popped in. No heads up. You know I don't like surprises. You do know that. You've known me long enough to know that. Oh, crap. I didn't think you took me seriously. At any rate, okay. Glad to see you, Tom. Is he getting in the car now and driving back? What a warm reception, huh? Oh, God. Anyhow, let's remember that only nuclear bombs in our region belong to Israel. And the U.S., the former of habitual aggressor and the latter the sole user of nukes. Let's also remember that Iran has called for nuclear weapon-free zones since 1974. Israel has never acknowledged possessing nuclear weapons, instead maintaining a policy of strategic ambiguity. Yeah, I like that term. Foreign reports have put the size of Israel's nuclear arsenal in the dozens to hundreds of weapons. No, it's more like 300 to 400. In the months since a science journal published by Princeton University's Science and Global Security Journal claimed that Israel conducted illegal nuclear tests in contravention of international law. Well, yeah, okay. So Iran wants a nuclear weapon. We can't let them have that. And excuse me, has there been any transgressions over the Israeli borders? Has there been any troops en masse invading Israel? Exactly what threat is Israel under over there? The only threat that they're seeing is from Israel and the United States. And then we sit here and complain that, oh, well, there's terrorists out there. Well, you know, if you watched a country being murdered along with your family and everything else, you might get a little radicalized to take action by yourself. But no, see, nobody looks at the plain and simple logic about this. You know, when I was a kid, the only thing we knew about Arab anything was the game of Parcheesi, for God's sakes. I mean, come on, man. Netanyahu's remarks, by the way, came as Israel lobbies world powers to follow the U.S. in exiting a 2015 international deal with Iran that capped the Islamic Republic's nuclear capability. Yeah, you just gave the best argument, BB, for Iran to have nuclear weapons, you idiot. He is an idiot, but is a dangerous idiot. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hi, John. Listen, I was listening to your first hour there with Olina from California. I just wanted to chime in. There was a lot there. I could see some of your frustration. What a fine lady she is. So,
she is.
Doing what she can. I think of a scripture, though. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And
You know what I think it really is, Ed? My people are destroyed by the people that are sitting there doing nothing when they know better.
Yes, that is correct. And I wanted to shed some light what I believe is going on. I heard your frustration about Eagle Forum and certain other groups not rising to the occasion. And much like I discussed at length with you, the Oliver North infiltration and attempted takedown of the NRA this past year, in a different way, but a similar move, with some of the malcontents that were in the Ted Cruz camp in the last election, John, they were very upset, and they tried to oust Phyllis Schlafly before she died in August of 16 for having endorsed Donald Trump over Ted Cruz. And some of the Ted Cruz people, one woman in particular, had sought and got her endorsement for a state Senate run from Texas the previous year, and she led a charge to get rid of her. So after she died, her corrupt daughter, Phyllis Schlafly's corrupt daughter, took over Eagle Forum. And I believe there's a stand down going on, and that's why there are Eagle Forum chapter head, if you will, John, chapter head openings all across the country.
Half of the states have no leadership in their respective states. None.
You got it. And I believe this is deliberate on behalf of this corrupt daughter who publicly sneered and never said anything good about Phyllis's efforts for decades. And yet she took over, ousting her brother and Ed Martin, who were forced out. So the power, if you will, of the movement of Eagle Forum was cut in two. So now you have Phyllis Schlafly's Eagles, headed up by the Ed Martin and Phyllis Schlafly's son. They had to break away from the corrupt daughter, who is standing down the NRA, the Eagle Forum, much like you're hearing a muted response on all this gun grabbing going on by the NRA, with the disarray caused by that great, wonderful conservative, that puke, Oliver North.
Oliver North.
He did to the NRA.
Oliver North, for his taking part in all the felonies with Central America and gun running and all that other stuff, he should be just about getting out of jail about now if the system was halfway right.
Yeah, exactly. And Oliver North, I can't prove this, but I do believe that he had something to do with the death of Gary Webb from the San Jose Mercury News, especially after he put forth, Gary Webb did, Dark Alliance, his video series that was exposing Oliver North and that corrupt CIA cabal. So, look at Robert Gates, George Bush's defense secretary. He stayed on under Obama to help homosexualize the military in this country. Then after that, he goes over to Boy Scouts of America, just like he has a commission by the Frankfurt Institute to bring down this country. And I do believe that's what's going on at Eagle Forum with the corrupt daughter, who is, I believe, getting a lot of payoffs in this. And so this poor Alina, sitting out there in California, like you alluded to, John, leaderless, flubbering around, because of the leaders. And that's what's going on. They're taking down America because the institutions that fought them head on are being broken down, with Wayne LaPierre now looking on to we don't know if the NRA is going to survive. And yes, I know they've been infiltrated before, but Wayne LaPierre named six Jewish Americans who were trying to grab our guns last year, and that was the retaliation, if you will, of the Israeli lobby, who were incensed and spoke out against them, not here, but over in Israel in the Jerusalem Post. And they, I believe, the nuts and bolts will prove it. They commissioned Oliver North to come in this coup, and Wayne LaPierre last June said as much. So I believe him much more over Oliver North.
Well, Ed, we knew a long time ago that organizations were being subverted, infiltrated, you know, and in this day and age where people are already aware, they've been made aware that this is how this happens. You know, I asked Phyllis Schlafly back in 2012. I saw her at an event that I was attending. I was a speaker there, and I asked her flat out, I said, why are you not backing Ron Paul? Well, she really didn't have an answer to me, and then she turns around and backs Donald Trump, which I found rather odd that she was doing that. But if you were to vote, say, Ed, you got two choices of who you wanted to be president, Ron Paul or Donald Trump, which would you take?
I would almost take a combination. We needed a political combat engineer.
No, Ed, you don't get to do what my sister once did. Explaining to me that she wished of the two men that she knew that she could just take them both and like put them together like a ball of clay. Now you don't get that option. I ask you the question, Ed. I ask you the question. If you had a chance to vote for president, and it would be just your vote, nobody else would be voting, it's your vote. You had a choice between putting Ron Paul in there or Donald Trump. Which would you choose?
I would take Donald Trump.
Why?
For the reasons I stated there.
Why?
Because Ron Paul would not be tough on the border. I heard him tell Lou Dobbs that he would not do anything about the H-1B visa program that Newt Gingrich foisted upon this country. And that takedown of America, conquest of immigration, is more lethal in many ways than the commerce that Ron Paul focuses on. Commerce is almost like accounting, John. It's almost like, besides the Federal Reserve, you might have me on that part. But look at Donald Trump messing with Mr. Powell right now at the Federal Reserve.
Hold on, Ed. Hold on. You'll talk me right into break. Damn it.
It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day.
Extended bumper there because I was busy talking to Tom. He could have knocked me over with a feather. Wow. He's moving to Round Rock. I'll be damned. That's a good thing. Well, this is not such a good thing. Pentagon launches new program to, guess what? To fight viral internet content. DARPA is declaring war on the memes. Okay. Ed in Utah, I'm going to get to that story in a second. Look, Ed, I understand and appreciate, but the problem I'm having is that there are people that are frustrated. There are people that have gone beyond frustration, Ed. We got people out there either have committed suicide or contemplating it, or they can't stand themselves anymore, and the little arguments that keep going off in their head. So what do they get? They go to their doctor and they get put on SSRIs, you know, put you in another universe, go build sandcastles in the air if you so wish. I mean, it's people I don't understand, and it can't be chalked up to their drinking fluoride in their water or, you know, whatever the case may be. Here is just a bunch of leaderless, spineless people that are just walking around out there like zombies, just bumping into things. They're not acting. They're not even responding normally.
Yeah, they're flubbering around without upward mobility that we once had. And my contention about Ron Paul, I do like his principles, and I think he has a role. But, John, even the Bill of Rights, to practice them, it almost becomes meaningless when our sovereignty is destroyed. And that's why I voted for Donald Trump, to try and restore some of that sovereignty. His rhetoric is what I voted for. I want to see more action, of course.
Okay. But with the many 20 years that guy was in Congress, why was he named Dr. No? Because he voted on anything that his constituents wanted him to? No. He was known as Dr. No because he wouldn't vote on unconstitutional things. So, Ed, in your thinking, in your logic, if we're past the point of a Ron Paul that was a staunch constitutionalist and we'll vote for Donald Trump because of his rhetoric, well, hang on. We're going to get more of his rhetoric here for the 2020.
That is true. But I'm seeing where he is, for example, some of the good things he does that you point out. He's going after China. China is the main threat out there. That red dragon was built up by the U.S. Congress. We breathe life into that dragon. Donald Trump is trying to take the life out of it. He has launched a trade war.
Yeah.
And I stand behind that trade war at this point. I saw Pat Buchanan express some of the same sentiment decades ago. So what I'm saying, John, is this. We need the sovereignty. We are and we're still being outnumbered by foreigners being brought in from whatever avenue, whether it be HB1 visas or this resettlement refugee program, whatever, or just willy-nilly people being allowed to cross in even with Donald Trump there. What I'm getting at is that conquest by immigration, they will flood us, and it won't matter what principles we espouse from the Bill of Rights. And that's what I'm saying. That tide has to be stemmed, and very fast here. Again, when I say rhetoric of Ron Paul, excuse me, of Donald Trump, I want what he promised and talked about, because it was much like what Bo Greitz mentioned and what Pat Buchanan mentioned decades ago and what Fortress America mentioned during the World War II era. That's what I'm saying. Ron Paul's principles of freedom are there, but kind of the starry-eyed open borders of free trade with all. No, I'm against that. And that's why, if push comes to shove, I would go with a flawed candidate of sovereignty over a starry-eyed vision of freedom for all.
Okay, Ed, I thank you for your call.
Thank you, John.
All right. Somebody had sent me, and thank you, Sammy, for sending this. And his subject title is in the tradition of my favorite living civil rights leader, Jesse Jackson. He's just kidding. And he sends us a message. He said, "You're all doing terrific. Keep hope alive." Well, that's the last car to leave the station. If you're not on board, well, then there's no hope. But you know what? You can hope all you want, but there needs to be action along with that hope. And you know what keeps building the hope? The actions that are taken, some battles that are won. That starts to empower people. They start to believe that they're not all lost, and that hope is a pretty doggone good thing. But hope and change, that's Obama. We need hope, but we also need on the ground, roll up your sleeves, let's go to work. Beat these punks right back from where they came. All right, we'll take the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Oh, is the hurricane still stalled out? Jeez.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Here at Front Sight, my experience has been amazing. I've been here now 2 days. I have a 2-day course. I have a 4-day course. Because of my schedule, I took a 2-day course. And I'm just learning so much about the operation of a firearm, the safety of a firearm, how to hold it properly, how to shoot it, how many times to shoot. So much stuff that I had no idea about. The instructors were patient. They're very calm. They recognize that people are inexperienced, and I certainly am and was. I'm better now than I was 2 days ago. But they take your time. You can ask the dumbest question, and Lord knows I ask a number of them, and they very patiently responded. So you just know a lot more about safety, about protecting yourself and protecting your loved ones, which is what this is all about. I took the course with my girlfriend, Nina. It was a lot of fun. And one of the things that they do is they have you train with somebody else like Nina. Nina's behind me. We both hear the same instruction. And so if I miss something, she can correct me. If she misses something, I can correct her. It also makes you feel more relaxed because you're with somebody you know and you're with another person who knows about as much or about as little as you know. And so when they fumble around and you're watching them, you don't feel quite as stupid if you fumble around. You can also watch somebody get better and better as you've gotten better and better. So you have some sort of bar so you can tell how much better you're getting. The other thing is, it's just a collegial atmosphere. Nobody felt pressured. Nobody felt stressed. Nobody was screamed at. And some people had been here before. Others were coming here for the very first time. It was a lot of fun and a lot of different people coming from different parts of the country. And I met a lot of interesting people since I've been here. One of the reasons I wanted to come to Frontsight is because I'm a big proponent of the Second Amendment, which is the right to keep and bear arms. People don't really quite understand what the Second Amendment means often. I learned the difference between the kinds of firearms that civilians use that are protected by the Second Amendment and those that are not. The other thing is, what this place shows you is that the Founding Fathers got it right when they felt that the best way to secure a guarantee against a tyrannical government is an armed citizenry. And everybody here is armed. Yet people are responsible. They know what they're doing. They know how to use firearms. And there was no sense of danger whatsoever here. I think that's what the Founding Fathers thought. They thought that everybody, ages, I think it was 17 to 45 or so, were part of the citizen militia, the citizen army, not government army, but citizen army, in order to protect against a tyrannical government. And it shows you in an environment right here at Frontsight that people who are armed, who are responsible, are in fact safe people and can make the environment even more safe. One of the great things about Frontsight, assuming that, for example, you're a teacher and you are thinking about carrying concealed, they will simulate what it's like for a bad guy to come into a classroom so the teacher can have a sort of real-world type of experience and know how to respond and know how to react. He also will provide a free course for any teacher who wants to take one. Come here and you'll see for yourself. There's a lot of stuff you don't know. So I urge anybody who's got a firearm, anybody who's thinking about getting a firearm, to come to Frontsight and take a course.
That was Larry Elder, nationally known talk show host, and he's got the reason behind the Second Amendment exactly right. Thank you, Larry Elder. By the way, you know what I was thinking about? The news cycles. Hurricane Dorian, it's going to be a monster. It's going to hit Florida. And then we saw the respective governors of Florida and Georgia and South and North Carolina. Oh, yes, we're going to evacuate. I guess they evacuated over 1 million people. Well, guess what? This hurricane has not left the Bahamas. It's stalled, and it's been beating the crap out of the Bahamas here. I mean, it was almost all the way to a Cat 5 hurricane. And then it was a 4. And then it was a 3. And that thing, the big clue was when it was moving west, northwest at 1 mile an hour, yeah, that thing's not going to really hit the states with any kind of hurricane ferocity that you would think of. But they had to evacuate the people, didn't they? You know, folks, I don't know, but call me crazy here, but it's still stalled over the Bahamas, and it's a Cat 2 with winds of 110 miles an hour. Yeah, Florida's getting some rain now, but they're not getting any winds. None to speak of. But here was all of this for everybody's safety. And the news cycle, it didn't quit. It was 24/7. Dorian, Dorian, Dorian. Well, looks like Dorian, the only thing that we're going to get out of Dorian is going to be a lot of rain, which is not quite the same thing. I was looking at the news, and they did the side-by-side pictures of before and after. And they showed a photograph of a house, and then they showed a photograph right next to it. And I'm looking at this, and they're telling me, okay, before and after. It's not even the same house. Until I found out that the entire house was blown over, and the widow's peak that used to be on the top of the house was now laying on the ground with the rest of the house. Literally toppled it right off of its foundation and knocked it over. But a lot of the damage that is going to come out of this hurricane is going to be a lot of soggy stuff. But in order to keep people safe, the number one priority here in the United States, I mean, come on, folks, if you're going to live on the coast of Georgia, you're going to live down in Florida, you know, this is what happens. This is what hurricanes happen. And they'll continue to happen. If you don't like hurricanes, don't live in Florida. Don't live in Georgia. Hell, Mike, we've had hurricanes come up through the Gulf of Mexico aimed at Texas. And how far are we from the Gulf here? 200 miles. So we're going to have hurricanes blowing up the Gulf aimed right at Texas. And folks, I'm not kidding you, we won't even get a drop of rain off of it. At any rate, this country is ruled by a criminal banking cartel that had brought out the media publishing houses and controls many of the mega corporations. How do we free ourselves from these criminal warmongers? Answer? And you know what I've been proposing? What's number one on your list, John? It's always been the banking. And Sammy says, number one, cancel the debt that is fraudulent, fractional-based. What does fractional banking mean? It means banking and financial institutions loan money they do not even have. Imagine if you and I could do that. It has resulted in the government owing over $20 trillion that was borrowed through fractionalized banking practices, and this is why there are 600 billionaires in America, and many of them collude in their own mega corporations that control us and take our free speech rights away from us on these sites. They're more powerful than our government. Nationalized banking, number two. Nationalized banking said only the government can print U.S. notes. The Federal Reserve would be out of business. It would close down. End fractional banking, whereby banks or financial institutions loan money they don't have. All of our youth and able-bodied citizens will have jobs and won't be idle, and their labor will count. We will have a higher quality civilization without being any richer. What I'm saying is we need to do is not a get-rich scheme, it's just get the right idea and just go with the things that are good. We won't be ruled as we are now by banking oligarchy, but we will rule ourselves, and truly the best for our people and nation will replace criminal billionaire rule. Instead of just be more, maybe not any richer, but your life will improve. There will be far better distribution of wealth in this fair enterprise. You know, we got a class society now. Mm-hmm. The poor, the middle class, the upper middle class, and then there's the extremely rich. 600 billionaires in this country. Do you think if we had an honest system, there'd be 600 billionaires? There'd be a lot of millionaires. But I don't think that they could get rich predating off of our country and sucking literally the marrow out of it. Healthcare and education will be cheaper. We will bring most of our troops home, but we have far better relations with faraway nations. Our warmongering oligarchy will no longer drag us into Middle Eastern wars, where we have no business nor historical ties. Our bordering nations and those of the Caribbean will be our closest allies. We'll no longer have a media cabal promoting racial and ethnic strife, but instead of media that promotes brotherhood, community, and unity. Well, I don't know if that's the job of the press, but I see the guy's point. He said, this is all possible. You can call for a massive banking reform that can free our people from the banking tyrants. The republic has been hijacked. Thank you for that, Sammy. I appreciate it very much. Nice email. Anybody? John in Northern Michigan. Hello, John. I had my caller screen covered up.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Good to hear you tonight. But I'd like to bring up the hurricane issue.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever brought up the name James McCanney to you before, or have you ever interviewed James McCanney, the professor?
And you know what? He's on a program here on regularity on RBM, but I forget which one it was.
Well, I've heard him for many years.
He's on John Moore's show a lot.
His credentials are pretty impressive. And he talked about working with the Russians in the mid-90s to develop a way to control hurricanes. And he explains that it's not a hot-cold type of situation, and that the technology was given to the United States or sold to the United States because they don't have hurricanes in Russia. Now, I don't know how that worked out or where it went, but the Navy has control of it, I believe. And they use lasers, according to him, from the atmosphere to direct and create these hurricanes. And they get there's a lot of money in rebuilding. And also, the UN has an agenda 2030, as you well know, and the rebuilding in many of these places has to be done according to those standards. He would be someone maybe good to introduce to your audience if many people haven't heard him explain these things before, because he brings it to a point where you could understand how it's very possible for these things to be manipulated.
All right.
I really appreciate his website, if I may give it.
Go ahead.
It's JM and then CCANNEY, science.com. James McCanney. If you just search James McCanney, his site will be, probably come up. But
okay, so
these hurricanes, so and also Agenda 21 and 30, they have a map that they show. Rewilding map that totally eliminates Florida from inhabitants. They've been working at trying to get that in place. And another thing to consider, too, is that when they wreck these places, the people have to be relocated many times. And Florida went to Trump last time, and now with the people from Jamaica, I believe, or Puerto Rico, and
you got to relocate
to Florida.
This guy can't hear me.
Too.
What?
Pardon me?
Okay, you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay.
You're very low. Your volume is very low coming through the phone.
I don't know why that is. Could be your connection.
I don't want to put you on speaker.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's all right. All right. Well, I appreciate it. So that was JMCCANNEY science.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'll give him a holler.
He's quite a smarty pants.
All right. Okay. I appreciate it. Thanks. I appreciate
it. John. God bless you.
I'm trying to get this clip in. Ben Swan on the Jeffrey Epstein suicide and co-conspirators. Go ahead. Remember Ben Swan? He was on the network for a while. Well, he's a camera guy with a script, not a talk show host.
Now, before we get into the latest about Epstein, a shout out to our reality check sponsor, Life App. Now, Life App allows you to get cash back every time you use that app to make a purchase. And one of the best things about it, with every purchase you're already making.
Right.
So let's get back to Epstein here.
Yeah.
The latest surrounding his death, and this is a big one. At least one camera stationed in the hallway outside of Epstein's prison cell had footage that has been deemed unusable, whatever that means. So what do we now know? Well, number one, the guards watching Jeffrey Epstein did not check on him the entire night he died. Number two, the guards falsified the jail records to show that they were checking on him when they were not. Number three, one of the guards on duty was not actually a corrections officer. Number four, Epstein's cellmate was transferred out of his cell the day before he died. Number five, days before that so-called suicide, Epstein transferred his fortune into a trust so it could not be accessed by his accusers in civil court. Number six, the bones broken in Epstein's neck. The hyoid bone, which was broken in his neck, yes, it can happen when someone hangs themselves, but we're also told that it's very rare and much more common when the case is a strangulation homicide. Number seven, we now know at least one camera in the hallway of his cell has footage that is unusable, but no one's saying why. At this point, I think it's fair to say that anyone who believes that all of this is just simply a coincidence is kidding themselves. And yet, we also know that this is a very hard story to cover, and there are a couple of reasons for that. The first is that there is this purge that's taken place on social media of independent journalists. Therefore, it's very hard to get any real information about the Epstein case. And yet the purge of thousands of pages for outlets like Vox and CNN is still not enough. A CNN report by hatchet man Oliver Darcy quotes the New York Times by writing this, quote, "Our information system is poisoned. It's increasingly apparent that our information delivery systems were not built for our current moment, especially with corruption and conspiracy at the heart of our biggest national news stories, Epstein, the Mueller report, mass shootings, and the platforms themselves functioning as a petri dish for outlandish, even dangerous conspiracy theories to flourish." Vox Media wrote an article about how anyone with a blue check on Twitter should not be allowed to spread conspiracies about Epstein's death. And yet a New York Times report now shows this, that news outlets like Forbes, The National Review, and HuffPo, they accepted money after Epstein's 2008 guilty plea to sex with an underage girl to run stories meant to reform his image. These stories were multiple puff pieces casting the deceased financier as an intelligent and selfless businessman with a passion for science. And while Epstein was indeed a philanthropist, these articles failed to mention his criminal past or current controversies. All three articles referenced since that report have been deleted, but the New York Times included quotes from each. The Forbes article posted in 2013 praised him as one of the largest backers of cutting-edge science around the world. The National Review piece from the same year called him a smart businessman with a passion for cutting-edge science. The HuffPo article in 2017 credited him for taking action to help a number of scientists thrive during the Trump era. So what you need to know and what we all need to ask ourselves, why would we believe any news outlet like CNN or Vox that now suddenly wants to attack anyone who questions how Jeffrey Epstein died or his intelligence community connections? After all, where were you, CNN and Vox, for years when Epstein's victims had no voice? When they chose not to report on his non-existent prison sentence, or when they chose to ignore the presidents, the princes, and the powerful, with whom Epstein continued to surround himself even as he continued to abuse young girls. Some of us covered it for years. Did you? That's Reality Check. Let's talk about it on social media while we still can.
There is Ben Swan. I miss Ben. He's looking good. This is the first episode, and I'm going to call him. I'm going to get him on the show. But I'd kind of like to have the Ben Swan Corner on our website. So everybody that's going to RBN to listen to live shows or to check out the daily news, I'd like to make a Ben Swan Corner. You know, here's a guy that's doing the same thing that we're doing, only in a different way with a little different presentation. And you know what? That's not good enough. You can't, how should I say, sand off the rough edges because you're defective to begin with. Yes, you're a conspiracy theorist. And the FBI and DARPA, they just want to shut you down. Yeah. Wow. Bless you. You guys didn't hear that. But this god-awful sneeze. Did anything come out of your lungs on that one? Oh, okay. So, on the issue here, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is seeking to create software with the capability to automatically detect, attribute, and characterize falsified multimodal media to defend against large-scale automated disinformation attacks. You see, the Pentagon, they're just not interested in blowing brown people up. They want to get in there with the programs to shut you up here in this country. The software will scan news stories, photos, videos to identifying polarizing viral content and stop its spread to eliminate malicious intent entirely. That's all we have is malicious intent from our medias right now. So where do you think they're going with this one? Titled Semantic Forensics. Ooh, well, there's an official sounding thing. Semantic Forensics. The program will run content through a myriad of algorithms to identify inconsistencies and identify a story or a meme as inauthentic or fake. The system will also pinpoint the origin of the meme, the intent behind it, and predict the impact of its spread. Oh, they're going military on us, folks. Given that the program doesn't take into account the fact that the so-called trusted sources in the mainstream media have been responsible for some of the biggest fake news stories in modern history, such as the Trump-Russia election collusion, the software will only succeed in eliminating dissonant narratives. Guess who the dissonants are, folks? That's right, you and I. As Helen Bernsky warns, the true intent of the program seems to be to stamp out dissent. To hear them tell it, the Pentagon just wants to even the playing field between the good guys, the fake hunters pursuing the cause of truth in media, and the bad guys, sowing discord one slowed-down Nancy Pelosi speech at a time, she writes. She goes on to say, but the Pentagon's targets aren't limited to deepfakes, the boogeyman or the boogeyman of the month being used to justify this unprecedented military intrusion into social media and news realm, or fake news at all. If the program is successful after 4 years of trials, it will be expanded to target all malicious intent, a possibility that should send chills down the spine of any journalist who's ever disagreed with the establishment narrative. Doesn't that sound a little odd to you folks? Oh, and it's 4 years away? Pfft. No, if the announcement's coming out now, it's in the trial phase, it's been tested, and they're ready to roll it out. And you see, we used to have this thing in this country that we separated the military from any policing. Whether it be snuggling close to the PD people in their fusion centers, you know, just relaying information, or them out there trolling the internet. Doesn't matter. This is not the military's role. Well, hell, the military's role in the past how many undeclared wars wasn't even the military's business, but that didn't stop them. Didn't stop from putting people, young men and women, in harm's way. Oh, no, we're out there, we're protecting America. Well, I'll tell you what, your almost $1 trillion budget is one threat to America that I can see right now. And by the way, the only terrorist that I've seen working in the Middle East has been the United States and Israel. That's right. I said it. And I'll say it again. The only terrorism I've seen in the Middle East has been at the hands of the U.S. military, the CIA, you know, the Spook and Kook boys. They're just really good at starting trouble and upsetting governments and people. And Benjamin Netanyahu and his Likud party in Israel itself. End terrorism, end this relationship with Israel. And as Sammy said in his email to me, get an honest money supply back here. Let's break the chains of the multi-billionaires with the corporations, with that forever open door to our politicians in Washington, D.C. You know, I guess you can be just a run-of-the-mill street hooker, but what fun would that be? No, we have to have the gold-plated whores in Washington, D.C. You wouldn't expect anything less from them, would you? All right, that'll do it for us today, folks. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Thank you very much for being here today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.